This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Plethora of Christmas music being played, whether you celebrate Christmas or not. I guarantee you are hearing it when you're out and about during the day. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us here on the show. Speaking of the season to be jolly, we will be talking about stocking stuffers with my pal Joanne Butler at the tail end of this hour. To me, the stocking is more than the icing on the cake. Stockings, you can get cheap, funny things, and people will laugh and talk about it for years to come. There's something, it doesn't have to be cheap things either. It can be whatever. You can mix in all kinds of things. But there's just so many gag gifts and funny things that you can do with a stocking. And to my family, that was always a very, very big deal. Plus, we'll visit the man cave. What's going on in the world of sports? A lot. Aaron Judge got tons of dough to stay with the New York Yankees. I could barely get that out. I was so stunned by the amount of money that he got. But hey, good for him. He carried them on the team on his back until he couldn't when they were in the playoffs. If you're a sports fan, you know exactly what I'm talking about. How about Theranos and the former CEO? Remember that was going to cure all of us of whatever was happening by a quick little prick of our finger, a blood test that was going to be miraculous. Elizabeth Holmes became a zillionaire for a while and was the wunderkind. And Sonny Balwani was at one point her boyfriend, but he was the former chief operating officer of the failed blood testing startup. He was sentenced Wednesday to 13 years in prison for fraud. It was just a stunning downfall of what was the darling of Silicon Valley. And even if you knew nothing about what was going on, I guarantee you had heard about this miracle blood testing machine that was going to change our lives, where you could just duck into a pharmacy and you would find out what was happening. I mean, who knows how many lives it would have saved, etc. So there was a lot of excitement about it. And too many investors were duped, and eventually it went down in flames, and Balwani is now the other part of that package, so to speak. It's interesting, too, because I was looking at what the attorney for the Northern District of California, who was obviously one of the attorneys in this, had to say. Her name, Stephanie Hines. She said, "Let this story be a cautionary tale for entrepreneurs in this district. Those who use lies to cover up the shortfalls of their promised accomplishments risk substantial jail time." And that was what the deal was. She somehow kept working her magic and getting more and more money, but then there was nothing to show for it. It didn't work, didn't work, didn't work. And the duping part and the continuing to do that is what got them into trouble, because they raised $945 million from a lot of A-list investors with that promise to test for a lot of conditions by just using a few drops of blood. You know, at its peak, the company was valued at $9 billion. But watch out for investigative reporters, because the Wall Street Journal, they broke the story in 2015 that this company had only ever performed a dozen of the hundreds of tests it offered using its technology, and with questionable accuracy. And that's when everything started to tumble down. And ultimately, the company dissolved in 2018. There's a couple of interesting movies that have been made about it. And if you are, during the holidays, perusing around for something to watch, look for one of those movies, because it explains the whole thing, and it is pretty intriguing, I have to say. It's pretty scary, actually. All right, speaking of looking for things to view, I'm going to throw this up at the top, because we lost the Queen, we being the world, because people know who Queen Elizabeth was, arguably one of the most recognizable women, certainly, in history for decades and decades there in England and beyond. And there's a lot of intrigue about the royals, and maybe we don't care as much in the U.S., although it certainly seems that people care in the U.S. So Netflix is capitalizing, I think, on it, because they've got a 6-part docuseries that's dropping on Thursday, and people are talking about Harry and Meghan, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, because that would be their official title. And supposedly they're going to drop some bombshells on us as to what is going on inside the castles. I just wonder, I would love to hear the conversation of Charles and Camilla about this, because there's so much hype about it, and especially Harry, his son, has a book coming out. Do they talk about it that much, or is it just he's not part of the clan really anymore, so we're not worried about it? I think they do worry about it, because who wants their secrets out there, especially when supposedly there's going to be all kinds of things about racist comments and toward Meghan Markle, and who did that, and blah, blah, blah. I mean, we live in that world, don't we? And whether you partake in it or not, you see it all over the place. You can't miss it. Whether you're at the grocery store and you're just trying to buy a few things and you see these tawdry headlines, and often they were in the headlines. So now, like I said, Netflix is capitalizing on that. We'll see if a lot of people end up taking the bait and watching it, and if there is very much to it, or it's more hype than substance, which very well could be. The thing that I thought was interesting on the day, besides Sonny Balwani and the big sentencing there because of what a miraculous thing Theranos was supposedly doing, and then it was one of the biggest cons you can imagine, and they just conned the wrong people, is the conversation that we keep having over who is, every year this comes up, right? Who is going to be the person of the year? Who is going to be Time Magazine? If you read Time or not, who's going to be the person of the year? And so Time Magazine named the 2022 Person of the Year President Zelensky from Ukraine. I guess that's not stunning how much Ukraine has been a part of what we've talked about on this show. And we've gone to a couple of my friends who went to the Ukraine, who saw firsthand some of what was happening and were trying to help in whatever way they could. So it happened in February, and I mentioned it as one of the top stories of 2022, and it still is part of our world, absolutely. So he is named as the Person of the Year and the People of Ukraine as well. Hang with us. More odds and ends coming up, and then we dip into the man cave.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no wars. When we have learned what Christmas is for, when we have found what life's really worth,
One can only hope that will happen if you listen to some of the lyrics that you just heard. Speaking of that, picking up on the theme of Zelensky being named as Time Magazine's Person of the Year along with the people of Ukraine for their plight, there is word that Russia's Vladimir Putin and his pals, those backing him, have a plan in place to flee the country if things go sideways. This is what one of the former aides to the Russian president is claiming. Abbas Galimov, a former speechwriter for Putin, made that claim on Wednesday, citing an unnamed source that he said had insider information on what was happening, that there is an evacuation plan that is in place, and it's unofficially dubbed Noah's Ark. And it's about going to a new place, going to a new land, in case it becomes completely uncomfortable in the homeland. So isn't that interesting that this would mean that they're not having a contingency, a plan B. They're not ruling out that he will lose the war, be stripped of power, and have to urgently evacuate somewhere if they have this Noah's Ark ready to go. And the inner circle first considered, apparently, allegedly, a plan to evacuate to China, but then thought there would maybe not be cooperation from the Chinese. It could be slim. So instead, they shifted to other places. Now, where would they shift to? I want you to think about it for a second. Could it be, begins with a V, ends in an A? Could it be Venezuela? Yeah. Could it be Argentina? those seem likely that that would be a place that Putin could bounce to if he had to. And apparently there has been some property on Venezuela's Margarita Island that has been snatched up by the Russians. Isn't that interesting? So talk about not having 100% faith in what's going on. And to me, it seemed like there's no way Putin at all is booted from this, that he will not let up. But that doesn't mean letting up. That means being chased to the ground, chased out, period. So that is pretty interesting. I mean, is there really that growing threat? And that would have to be percolating inside Russia. And the theory always was, why wouldn't there be a group that felt like they could overthrow? Why wouldn't there be somebody that would say, this is ridiculous? We have the Russian people who are unaware, some of them unaware of what's going on, but we also have Russian people who don't want to enlist in this, don't want to be part of it. And when there was that call for, okay, you got to come back because you served and we need you, there were a lot of young men that were just doing everything they could to get out of the country, to not be forced to do that and be part of the situation in Ukraine. So it is pretty interesting to think about that. It's I don't think that far-fetched to believe that this former insider is privy to some information that seems like it could be possible. Yeah, absolutely. All right, speaking of possible, as I switch to a completely opposite kind of conversation, but one that is always fascinating to me, when people get lost in the wilderness, if you've ever hiked with kids, if you've hiked yourself, and we have some beautiful areas in this country to go and hike, right? It's free. You throw on your backpack, throw in some sandwiches. Oh, it's going to be an easy day. We know the route. And then something happens. Well, there was a couple that felt like they really had it down, and they were camping between Big Bear Lake and Angeles Oaks. And this was on Black Friday, so not too long ago, several weeks ago. And the man was lost in the wilderness for 2 weeks, finally rescued by a couple who heard him screaming for help. They say that they were, this woman or her boyfriend, they heard this kind of, an airplane went by, and then they could hear something yelling, some sort of yelling, and they realized that it was a person yelling, and they scurried around to find where that was coming from, and they spotted the guy, and they did what they could to try to help him, right? He had a stick with a water bottle on it, and he was trying to signal. He couldn't walk. His feet were swollen and infected from walking so much, and probably the cold, and who knows? I mean, think about, 2 weeks, what that would be, and walking, I don't know, 30 plus hours from where, the distance from where he was found. And he checked this out. So how do you survive that? I can't even imagine. He lived off a half empty jar of salsa, because he had a jar of salsa with him. So this couple was able to call some authorities, right, whatever. And they had a rescue helicopter that was able to recover him. And, wow, he didn't have a cell phone, right? Didn't have a cell phone. And it's so interesting that he was wandering around lost and just trying to retrace steps, but had gone in, I guess, a couple of circles. But just think about that, how far away he was from where he originally started, and that all he had was that jar of salsa. I mean, listen, because of these stories, it's like when I was in Oklahoma, and I'm going up Robber's Cave, and we're just going straight up. I'm packing, all right, we've been, just in case, I am packing enough bars that we can survive if something happens, and a flashlight and whatever. I've heard too many of these stories where you think you know what you're doing, and then suddenly, you know, it's dark, you're lost, and do people even realize that you're out there hiking around, especially if you were camping. So you were camping and, okay, I'm going camping this weekend. I mean, how many people are you telling? And the answer is people really don't do that. And your emergency contact isn't going to matter in a card in your wallet when you're lost, wandering. I mean, nobody's going to know. So that was so lucky that they stumbled upon him. Good for them. And then this is something to think about, and it made me think about this the other day. Very sad, the news about Kirstie Alley dying at 71. In fact, she was getting treatment because it was a sudden thing. She's getting treatment at one of the top cancer centers in Tampa, Florida. It's called Moffitt. She had colon cancer, and her family said she only recently discovered it before her death. So, you know, you keep hearing about colon or colorectal cancer, and it is the third most common cancer in the world after lung and breast cancers. And for women, it's slightly lower risk than men, but about 1 in 25 women in the U.S. diagnosed with the disease in your lifetime, in her lifetime. So 90% of colon cancer cases occur in people over the age of 50. And for me, this is personal because my mother was an incredibly healthy woman and was very good about getting checkups for all kinds of things, not colon cancer. And she died of colon cancer, and it was a same thing. She was suddenly hit with it. She was healthy one day, and then all of a sudden something wasn't right. And they initially misdiagnosed it, didn't even catch it, and then caught it. So it really is a thing, and for any of us who have relatives that have had it, it is important to go and get checked, and it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. I immediately had that done, and even in your 40s, even in your early 40s, I think for lots of men, and they're even recommending 45 and up, because this is a really rough thing, and it can happen suddenly. So I figured that when I heard that her death was quick, that it, you know, all of a sudden, and that it was a kind of a shocking diagnosis, I thought, oh, I bet you anything that's what it is. And sure enough, and her family is warning about that just as another push to go and get checked. Plus, there's other ways that you can do it. You can go to a doctor, but there's even screenings that you can get that are like 95% effective that can tell you if something's wrong. The thing about getting the colonoscopy is that it's the one screening you can get that can tell you if there's something wrong. And if you have polyps, they immediately take them out right there, and it can save your life. There's no doubt about that. All right, coming up, we are headed to the man cave.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress has reached an agreement on the National Defense Authorization Act, which would finalize the military budget for 2023. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is happy an agreement could be reached.
Like on this bill, neither party has any standing to demand unrelated goodies in exchange for doing our job, and funding defense.
There was disagreement over several items in the bill, including fast-track approval for a new pipeline and the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for troops. At least two people are injured after a shooting at a Georgia Walmart. Cobb County Police, northwest of Atlanta, tweeted there are several injuries. However, they say it's not an active shooter situation and there's no threat to the public. Apple is planning to significantly expand its encryption practices as a way to ward off hackers and protect iCloud data. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
It's time to
Man Cave as well. All are welcome here. By the way, I have a book called Invade the Man Cave. You can get it on Amazon. It's being updated, so I'd say really wait till the beginning of 2023. But it's still excellent. And it was I say excellent because it was so much fun to write that book. And what it is that there was no book that I could find that had a smattering of sports, of what is this sport, what does it mean, and funny tales, so that at least you could have a conversation. If you were intrigued and interested, if you, you know, if you read the book, you'll be able to understand that. I would just see encyclopedias, but nothing that had more meat to it as far as some of the stories. All right, speaking of meat, he's going to be able to afford a lot of it and be treating a lot of people, I have a feeling, on some of these series on the road. How much dough did Aaron Judge get for the Yankees? $360 million. $360 million. Wow. That's a lot of money. 9 years is what the contract is. And which means he'll be all the way through his 30s with the pinstripes on his back, one would think anyway. So the San Francisco Giants were really going to try to sign him, apparently. You know, he grew up in California and they were interested in him. The Yankees decided they were going to, you know, ante up, and they certainly did. And when you look at contracts, it's one of the largest contracts in Major League Baseball history. It's not a surprise. He broke the American League home run record with 62 dingers. He won the AL MVP, really helped get the Yankees into the playoffs. Couldn't close the deal, was really couldn't produce the kind of numbers he produced at all when they were in the postseason, but they wouldn't have gotten there without the offense of Aaron Judge, that's for sure. And you look at other contracts in baseball. I mean, Mike Trout got 12 years, $426 million, which is huge. Longer contract, though, right? 12 years, $365 million. Mookie Betts from the Dodgers. And then there's the Judge contract, but it's less years. So the 9 years and quicker to that all-around payday, I guess. It is interesting because baseball used to be that sport where the players weren't being paid enough, and now those contracts have gotten a lot bigger. I mean, you compare contracts in other sports even, like Deshaun Watson from the Browns, 5 years, $230 million, 100% guaranteed. That's 100% contract. And remember, this is a guy, it's one of the biggest in the NFL. This is a guy, it was controversial, who had the 11-game suspension, just came back and beat his former team, Houston, his first game back, because he violated the NFL's personal conduct policy by committing sexual assault, at least as it was defined by the league for sure. And he didn't score a touchdown in his first game, but they did win. And I guess that's key, right, when you think about it. And then if you even, and there's so many other NFL contracts, and then, you know, if you jump to like the NBA, and some of the NBA superstars have gotten some pretty big bucks, like Devin Booker for the Phoenix Suns, 4 years. I know we got a lot of people in Arizona listening. 4 years, $224 million. Or, I could pick another one out of thin air. Bradley Beal from the Wizards. He had got $251 million, 5 years. So that was a pretty big, hefty one, you know, for him. And this is what it takes sometimes to retain these superstars. The money has, you know, just gone up and up and up and up. But here's the thing. You can have that argument about, oh, that's ridiculous, and that contract, those contracts, Aaron Judge, that's just ridiculous, $360 million. But it's entertainment. How much are the Yankees making? How much do they make when they go to the postseason? You know, the list goes on and on when you think of entertainers and what are entertainers making, and is that, can you compare that? And I think that's what you look at, to me. You look at that and then say, oh, well, okay, this is what they're getting, and this is what they bring to the table, and this is the seats that they're filling. You know, look, ask Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay with Tom Brady, what a difference Tom Brady has made, including winning a Super Bowl, right? And getting more people excited about the Bucks and selling lots of tickets because he's the quarterback. And imagine he retires, unretires, and there were people I know that gave up seats that wish they had them because he made it that much more interesting. And they wanted to have those seats back. You know, they would be willing to get the seats back, but of course they couldn't get them. It was much too late because they had already tossed them in. Oh, he's gone. That's it. They're going to tank after that. Not tanking, but instead soaring in the college football playoffs in the semifinals. The stage is set. I've talked about this a little bit, but probably not enough. Michigan and TCU, so number two and number three, TCU is three, they're going to be in Glendale, Arizona at State Farm Stadium on Saturday, December 31st. That's the first semifinal. And then you've got Georgia and Ohio State at the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. And that's, of course, in that Swank Stadium in Atlanta. And those are the two other teams, so the four teams competing to be national champions to get into that final game anyway. And then on the 9th of January, as we fully bounce all the way into, you know, 2023, you have the championship game in California. And who's it going to be? Is it going to be Michigan and Ohio State, and it'll be TCU and Georgia? I mean, Georgia is so incredibly loaded. it's no surprise they were number one, and Ohio State back in the sunshine, so to speak, again. So those are, I think, really intriguing matchups, especially, I mean, the powerhouse, Georgia and Ohio State, but Michigan finally getting there, and TCU getting the recognition and being in that position where they could actually go after a national title. Wow. And then, of course, you have the series of bowl games. So many bowl games. That's what when I think of the holidays, that's the other part of what I think about leading up to the holidays, right? Leading up to Christmas and Christmas Eve and everything in between is the amount of bowl games that you have. And people who go to the schools root for the teams, right? So my alma mater, Ohio University, taking on Wyoming, and this is my favorite, the Barstool Sports Arizona Bowl. So appropriate if you know anything about Ohio University. And that's at Arizona Stadium. And, you know, will I check in on that game? You bet I'll check in on that game. Good for Ohio University, right in the thick of it. But it's funny because the times and the schedules and matchups and all of that has been released, and it's interesting to see who's playing whom and, you know, how they ended up getting there and the kind of season that some of these other teams that you didn't hear a lot about actually had, because, you know, now, like I said, now you're a more captive audience and not just watching a handful of teams and the best teams. Maybe you're interested in some of the other teams. We are in the thick of it in the NBA, and being in the thick of it, what an interesting game this would have been to be in Utah and to watch the Jazz beat the Warriors in a tight finish. 124-123 was the final score in that game, and it really improbable if you think about it. If I looked at that matchup, I would not have thought that would be the finish, but sure enough, the Jazz came through when they had to come through, and it was kind of even neck and neck throughout the game from what I could tell. I just saw a couple of highlights from that, because there were so many lopsided games. You know, for example, you have the Celts and the Suns. And the Suns at home are 12-3, and this was a home game. But then you're talking about the Celts. And so 125-98, and you got, you know, you look at Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, and they each scored 25 points. And it was an easy win for them. It would have been fun, I think, to be in the desert and watching this one, but not fun when the Suns didn't win, especially with the great home record that they have. And that's always, it's always fun to go see the big, you know, the teams that have won recently, championships, etc., or vied for them, and some of the players on some of those teams, that's for sure. And then you've got, for example, you have the Grizzlies, who also have a 10-2 home record, and boy, they showed off their skills. They dominated the Thunder to win their fourth in a row, 123-102, the final there. And it used to be that we would do nothing but talk about how great the Bulls are. And the Bulls are 10-14 and 6-5 at home, and they did win. They beat the Wizards 115-111. And you saw some pretty acrobatic stunts, I think, including a one-handed slam from DeRozan, who was just boom on the money. And the Bulls, you know, pulled away with a win in that. All right, the music means the man cave door is closing. Coming up next, we're talking about stocking stuffers with Joanne Butler. Mm-hmm.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
One of my favorite things that we do in the holiday, and it's the stocking stuffers. It is the season for stocking stuffers. Joining us with a scoop on the hottest ones for the beauty lovers on your list, which is just about everyone on my list. It is everyone on my list. Beauty and lifestyle editor extraordinaire Joanne Butler. Joanne, stocking stuffer gifts. I need some. Help us for the beauty lovers on all of our lists.
Yeah, well, Kate, we're starting with a gift of clear skin, because nothing quite says joy like that, and now you can actually give it proactive, you know, the famous system that gives us clear skin. Well, they've come out with this travel-sized version of their best-selling three-step acne treatment that helps treat mild to moderate acne. They've come out with this adorable travel size kit. I just love it. And it's made with microcrystal benzoyl peroxide that goes deep into your pores and just relieves inflammation and gently cleanses and exfoliates and just basically attacks acne-causing bacteria. And you can use it every day. It comes with this cooling gel bead eye mask that's just so nice and soothing, and it helps alleviate puffiness. So it's a perfect little post-holiday treat and comes in a little kit. It's exclusively at Target, and you can get it through December 25th, and it's just $20.
Mmm. Wow, that's a great gift. Yeah. Yeah. I'll just throw this in. My nephew uses it and it's a miracle worker. It is.
It is. It really is.
Yep. Good.
So this kid's really cute. You see these little bottles that fit right in there, right? And that's shocking.
Cool.
And then next up, you know, toothpaste and deodorants also make great stocking stuffers, but not just any ones. And I love the Tom's of Maine brand. They're really a leader in natural products. I love their Complete Protection Natural deodorant, for example. It has 24-hour odor and wetness protection, no aluminum, no artificial fragrances, no preservatives, parabens, no animal testing, and they actually work. And you can feel good about using it, you know, because of all of that. And they have a ton of great scents as well. My personal favorites are the lemon and bergamot and cedar and vetiver. And then they make some great toothpaste. I just love using their Pure Active Teeth and Gum Health Toothpaste is really great. It's made with zinc citrate and sea salt. Just gives you like a great soothing experience and really, you know, deep cleans. You can feel the difference when you're using it. Good to get your pearly whites ready for the new year. And another reason why I love this brand, they're a certified B Corporation, which means they're held to the highest social and environmental standards. They donate 10% of their profits to organizations that, you know, address our health, our environment, and our kids. So it's a pretty great message to share this time of year, real win-win. And you can find this brand at Target.com and Amazon.com and between $5.99 and $6.99 too. So another great deal.
Nice.
Yeah. And then last but certainly not least, for contact lens wearers like myself, because a lot of us, one in three actually, experience contact lens dryness. So something for that is very multi-purpose, BioTrue Hydration Plus Multi-Purpose Solution. Now, this is a hydrating contact solution. It cleans, it disinfects really well, but it also gives your eyes all-day comfort. It's pH balanced to match healthy tears, and it was inspired by the biology of our actual eyes. So your contacts feel comfortable when you put them in, and then it keeps moisture on your lenses for the first 12 hours of wear compared to their original solution. So it's really good stuff. Good to slip right in there.
You know what? I'm a contact lens wearer too. So BioTrue, absolutely. That's a great stocking stuffer.
Yeah, it really is. And you can check out BioTrue.com to learn more about them. And you can find this at mass retail as well, like Walmart, Target, CVS.
Yeah. Wow. All three are wonderful. And stockings are a big deal. You mentioned off the air to me that it's a big deal in your family too, right?
It is. Yep. Yep. When I grew up, we always opened the stocking on Christmas Eve and then all the gifts in the morning.
Oh, that's so funny. My family has the same tradition. Well, I'm going to go and get seriously all this stuff. It's great. You're always wonderful. Happy, happy holidays. And thanks, Joanne.
Oh, it's so great to talk to you always, Kate. Happy, happy holidays to you too.
Thank you.
So stocking stuffers, I made a list. You know, you don't have to spend a lot of money on stocking stuffers. I was thinking about my list, candy, right? I don't need a lot of candy, but it's cool to get candy because I don't need a lot of it. So like Twizzlers and Milk Duds, that would be what I would put on my list. I'm a huge Tic Tac fan. I love Tic Tacs. I do. I love Tic Tacs, the orange Tic Tacs. And socks, I never can find socks. They never, somehow they come together, and then immediately when they hit my house, I have one. So socks, I was thinking this would be a fun one too. You can get a cheap scratch-off, it's like a couple of bucks, and it's just fun to do the scratch-off thing. Nail files, because you can't have enough of those, right? All of a sudden you look down, and what happened to my nail? And that's for men and women. Guys are always looking for, or clippers for men, and that's cheap and easy to get. Chapstick, for all of you in the Midwest and cold places especially, but even in the sun, chapstick is a big deal. And then there's other things that you can certainly put in there. So Nathan Reeder, our Cracker Jack amazing maestro of all things technical, I asked him about stocking stuffers, or I told him I was going to ask him about stocking stuffers anyway and bring him onto the air. So, Nathan, I was wondering, is it a big deal, stockings, for you?
I guess, yeah, they kind of, yeah, when I was growing up, and I still, I mean, I got them for my kiddies right now. Nicole, I definitely put stuff in there.
Yeah, see, I think it's easy to do it, too, and it's fun because you're unwrapping a lot of little things. It doesn't have to be, like, break-the-bank stuff.
Yeah.
Right? So it can be, it can be like some of the things that I mentioned. I never pick up Tic Tacs, but I love them, and you can get Tic Tacs for not a serious money. I mean, I guess if you've had hundreds of them, it would be, but you're just getting little things of them. So, yeah, I'm a fan of it, too. And I love that you get it for the kitties, so they get their treats.
Yeah, they get some treats. They get, like, tiny toys in there.
Yeah, catnip. That sounds good.
Yeah.
A little catnip in there. All right. So there you go. Nathan revealed, what about the animals? And I thought about that today because we have Guinness the dog, who's a golden retriever mix. And any ball, anything with a ball where you can throw it to him, he'll go and he'll try to hide it from you. You know, he'll play that keep away thing, and he loves it. I mean, that, and they have these squirrels. So I think I have to get him a new squirrel because he decapitated the last one, where you just choose on the softness of the squirrel, and it looks like exactly like a squirrel. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. But that's a good idea to make sure that you get your pet one. Because right now I don't have one for him, but I will. I'll get one and I'll put some things into treats, that kind of stuff. I'll have to wait till Christmas Eve to put them in, or he'll be going after that stocking, like sniffing it and wondering what's in there. But I thought it was interesting to look at stocking stuffers and the history of stocking stuffers. You know, that was something where a lot of times what people would do, especially when they had really big families, it would be traditional that you would take fruit and you would put fruit in the stockings, you know, throughout the years. They would, or just, you know, candles, fruit, that kind of thing. And it wasn't an expensive, it wasn't supposed to be jewelry and accessories and, you know, whatever, but it was fruits and nuts and mostly candy. And the United States and England, they hung up stockings, and it became a big custom. And then Washington Irving, I didn't even know this, but I looked it up, wrote the Knickerbocker History of New York in 1809, and there were references to that custom of doing that in that book, saying that was part of what the holiday was, oranges, that kind of thing. And then there were other legends of it too, like the Norse legend, where in history, that's what the Norse legend of Norse god Odin and his flying horse. There were references to the stocking, right? Children would put carrots, straw, and even sugar in their boots as food for the flying horse as a way to repay the gratitude. He would replace the stocking stuffers of children with treats like candies. So in Holland, people still follow that tradition. They fill their shoes with hay or carrots as food for the horse. In Hungary, they do the same tradition, except they put their shoes beside the door or the windowsill. I think that's really, really cool. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Was off his head. He said, child, why you cannot sleep? Are you sore? You won't have something to eat. Try some cake.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.